This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Today, opening statements are scheduled for a man who became instantly famous during the Christmas season in 2009. Omar Farouk Abdulmutallab is a young Nigerian. He's accused of seeking to bring down an airliner bound for Detroit with explosives in his underwear.
Besides the obvious question of his guilt or innocence, today's trial raises many questions about how the government handles terrorism cases and alleged terrorists. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston is here with the latest. And Dina, remind us of the details in this case.
Well, Abdulmutallab is a 24-year-old son of a prominent Nigerian banker, and two Christmases ago, he boarded a plane in Amsterdam with these explosives in his underwear. And just before the plane was about to land in Detroit, he allegedly tried to ignite those explosives to blow up the plane. Passengers tackled him when the flames started to come from the explosives, and the plot was foiled. Now, Abdulmutallab allegedly told the FBI when they arrested him that he was working for al-Qaeda and specifically was sent to the U.S. by this al-Qaeda spiritual leader, Anwar al-Awlaki, who was killed last month in that Yemen drone attack. So while Abdulmutallab is certainly the center of the trial, al-Awlaki is going to play a big role, too, because the Obama administration hasn't released any evidence publicly that he's actually a terrorist, and yet he was killed by a drone strike last month in Yemen.
Well, as you just said, al-Awlaki was this American-born radical imam killed by a drone strike. So is this case one reason that he was put on the U.S. target list?
Yes, exactly. Right after the Christmas Day attempted bombing, the U.S. put al-Awlaki on that list, and we've never actually seen why. There was a secret memo written explaining the legal reasoning for putting him on the list in the spring of 2010, but that's never been made public either. So law enforcement officials only have said that al-Awlaki was behind this Christmas Day plot and had a link to Abdulmutallab, but that evidence has never been presented in court. And this trial could provide the first opportunity to do that. And also will provide a bit of a window into the recruitment process as well, because we know Abdulmutallab was probably radicalized when he was in London at university. We understand that he discovered al-Awlaki's sermons at that time and allegedly became an acolyte of sorts of al-Awlaki. So the trial might provide more detail about that.
Well, let's turn back to that trial in Detroit. Abdulmutallab has decided to represent himself in this trial.
Yes, he fired his legal team about a year ago and has what the court calls a legal advisor. The big question was whether Abdulmutallab was going to give the opening arguments himself. And if he was going to do that, he had to contact the court last week and say so. And we understand that, in fact, he has decided to have his legal advisor, a man named Anthony Chambers, provide the opening statement instead. You know, there have already been some outbursts from Abdulmutallab during the jury selection process. He came in and shouted, "Osama is alive," meaning Osama bin Laden. And then after the al-Awlaki killing, he shouted that al-Awlaki was alive, too. So it'll be interesting to see whether he takes the time in court to give speeches or is more passive than that.
And how long is this trial expected to last?
It's expected to last 4 weeks. I mean, one of the big issues is that Abdulmutallab wasn't read his rights right away. And a lot of what he told the FBI agents about his al-Qaeda links was said while he was either on the way to the hospital to take care of these massive burns he had or in the hospital while he was being treated. So I expect that's going to be one line of defense. That said, he's talked to a judge and lawyers about what it would mean to plead guilty. So it's possible he may try to get a plea deal. But for now, it seems like the trial is going to be going ahead.
Dina, thanks.
You're welcome.
That's NPR counterterrorism correspondent Dina Temple-Raston.